Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Dave Smith Absurd Comedy, where you can count on absolute absurdity and random randomness. All right, let's get into it.
Man, we got eight messages. Let's run through the messages here. Got some people in the house. Thank you, people, for being here.
Who's
hard to get poet? We got hard to get poet, man. We got Aussie Lad. Cullen Baines, 15. Aussie Lad, I think I said that already. Cassandra K, person. Cal Baines, 15. Thingy me Bob. Thingamob.
Well,
Thingamabob.
Thingamme
Bob.
Well, Mr. Smith, open the door, let them in.
Mr. Smithers.
I'd need some hot dogs with some corn rolls.
Hey, thank you for your messages. People, do us a favor. Clap it up. Explode that clap button right there. Just like play it like a snare drum. Brrr. That'll
explode
send a bunch of claps
clap
and flames up.
Explode
it.
Really, do it. Give us claps. Give us claps. Give us the fire. Burn me.
Give us the clap. Clap me. Burn me.
Burn me. Clap me. Clap me. Burn me. Burn me. Clap me.
And it's going to send more people here, and then more people will be here to take part in the conversation, makes it for a more dynamic conversation and more fun, and then that'll encourage us to do more crazy voices and to explore the depths of our, shall we say, schizophrenia.
Schizophrenia? I have all these people. Was that the door?
I call it schizophrenia. It is
the
door.
It's just like a funeral. I call it a funeral. Anyway, Enneagram, hello.
It's all about attitude. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, Peter.
Come here, my pretty. Oh, my sweet precious.
If you find yourself faced off with a dragon, you're going to also find yourself probably closer to Epstein's plane than you've ever been in your entire life. And let me believe you to believe this. There's no Slurpee machine on that flight.
Well, let me believe you me. When we're talking Slurpees, it makes me think of the naked juice protein shake. Now, this is very suspect. It's full of protein. It's a shake. Where does this protein come from? I have a theory. I think it's human protein. I think they're using and abusing our prisoners. I think they're taking pumps and putting them on the penises of these illegally imprisoned, illegal immigrants at the border camps, and they're extracting said protein from these people and putting it in this very highly suspect naked protein shake. That's my theory, and I'm sticking to it.
Congratulations, I love that theory. Get the door! Get the door! Get the...
God damn it, they just...
In your time! Come on.
I'm Batman. No, I'm Batman.
Hey, how you doing, man? I'm Black Man.
Oh, Batman, let's put a smile on that face.
That sounds like the bat.
So serious.
I'm never serious. Never serious. Never at all.
Damn it. Anyway, to the door. In you come. Hello. Open.
I think it's another
open
Jehovah's
Sesame.
Witness. Open.
Hello, darling.
Says me, Sesame. Damn it.
Jack Nicholson? No, Jack Nicholas.
Jack Nicholson.
Here's my Jack Nicklaus impersonation. He's a golfer. Whack! Four! I think he was talking about Jack Nicholson, though. Whoa! I think my meds are wearing off. Oh, boy! What do I do now?
Meds! I don't take any at all. This is me naturally. In my naturalement environment.
Whoops. Brain fart. Brain fart tongue tie.
Do we have any more people at the door? Is there any more gathering outside?
I believe there's somebody right here. Let me get the door. One moment, please.
Honestly, you've offended a lot of Australians saying that Heath Ledger's wasn't the best Joker impression.
Wait a minute. It's not the goated Jokers, mate, because I'll tell you now. Heath Ledger might have been a legend, but he only did a couple of films before he got into the Joker role. Right? Right? You with me? Was he dead?
Right.
Good.
Shrimp on anyway, the barbie, mate?
No, they don't really say that. That's not something that they really say. No.
That's
no shrimp.
You
no
call
barbie.
That a knife?
A knife? No.
You
no.
call that
no.
a knife?
Not a knife, no.
Good day.
Anyway.
Good day.
Heath Ledger might have been a good Joker, but it ultimately made him, you know, not here anymore, unfortunately. And,
Right.
And,
he was a proper method actor, right? I mean, you're proper.
Properly dead.
Yeah,
anyway, I still don't like him because it was just a little bit too real for me. Anyway, and just because I will say this, and I will say this with decorum, just because he's dead doesn't mean it was a good performance. I don't particularly like it. Anyway, hello, possums! It's going in here! That's about the only other thing that I can do. Anyway,
I'm going to sit down my tea now just for a moment, and I'm going to answer the door because I just saw somebody walk by the front window, and I believe they're approaching the stoop.
I think I probably have a better story about Jehovah Witnesses. I have in my jewelry collection a pentacle, not a pentagram, a pentacle, which is pretty similar. It's from the UK. It has the sphere around it, the round circle around it, and then it's got a red piece of natural amber stone in it, and I saw them going door to door when I came back from the grocery store. So I was wearing it. I took it out of the shirt that it was tucked in and made sure it was perfectly displayed around my neck. And I made sure I had my tarot cards in one hand, like I was doing a reading, and my healing crystals in the other when they came to the door, and burning incense, like something super strong, like dragon's blood, and they just left me alone and never came back.
Dragon's blood isn't that strong. I love it. Dragon's blood is lovely, actually, but I also have a weird story. I saw this this old woman and this younger guy, and I was hanging out laundry on the line, you know, on a nice, lovely summer's day. And they came along, and she had this big swishy skirt, and he was, like, wearing, like, nice pants. And I thought, right, okay. So I had the washing basket, and I was in an upstairs flat at the time. And they came along, and it was just, like, listen, I know why you're here. And then I touched the guy's arm as well, and I kept it. I was like, listen, I know why you're here. And I looked him in the eye, but I'm really not interested. So I was kind of, like, flirting with them, and they're just like, right, okay. And then they just moved on as quick as you like. I think I scared them. Hello?
Sorry about that. Had a message there.
Report voiceover guy, everybody. Report voiceover guy.
Why? Why are we reporting voiceover guy?
Why are we reporting voiceover guy? He was very disrespectful in one of my chats yesterday, but I didn't see that as a reason to report him. But he did personally diss me in one of my own chats. Didn't diss me, but just was. He was just kind of weird. It was weird. And another thing,
so you,
whatever.
Like, okay, whatever.
And another thing!
Yeah, it's just kind of weird to go into somebody's chat and then be like, say their name and be like, whatever. But, you know, whatever, I don't even know the guy, so I don't know why he's being reported. Why would somebody want to report him? What has he done wrong? I don't like cancel culture, so...
Well, see, to be honest, I don't like cancel culture, but I also don't like the drama. So I would rather if people didn't tell us why we're reporting them, because this isn't the platform for it. Not really.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. Next topic and next place. Bring it.
Be right back. I got a phone call. People checking up on me to make sure I got home okay. I'm 3 hours ahead, and I'm actually 3 hours behind now. When I'm thinking it's dinner time, and it's only 3:37. I'm ready to go to bed. Like, seriously. Let me go make this phone call back so they stop calling. And I shall return.
Go take a nap. You don't need to take a full sleep, darling. Take a nap. You know, just put your little, pretty little head down in the pillow like I'm doing just now. And it just... You know, and then wake up. You know, it's simple. You get a little 2 hours shut off, you'll be fine. You'll be good.
You just put your pretty little head down on the pillow, love, and you just take a wee 10-minute disco nap, and you'll be good as new in 10 minutes.
A disco nap.
You know, so you can get up moment? And dance with Granny. We've got one right here.
Come on, guys. You call that a knife? This is a knife.
Oh, that was good. That
call
was good.
That a knife.
That was very good.
This is a knife. Well, he's actually Aussie, so he can do the accent a little bit better. You know,
man,
he's not putting on a voice, he's just lowering his voice, you know.
There you go. Hey, how's this for a Californian accent? I don't know.
If I'm thinking of California, you know, I just typically do this whiny, nasally valley girl kind of thing, you know. Hello, darling. I want my coffee, now, or something, who knows.
I mean, I totally get where you're going with that, but totally depends. Yeah. It super totally depends, like, where in California you're from, because, like, people in Northern California are, like, whack
really?
AF, okay?
Really?
Totally whack AF. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Super totally.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I ain't trying to pretend I know everything about wearing a mask, but I'm going to tell you something right now. Wearing a mask is important, especially if you're in the presence of ugly people. I mean, it just helps the world out.
No, and especially if you're ugly yourself, if you can't afford the surgery of the plastics, then cover that face up. I mean, or let it shine. Own your ugliness, I say. Everyone is ugly. Everyone.
Own it.
I'm going to get that on a t-shirt. I'm going to say, and another thing. Own it.
Own it, baby. Own it. And another thing. And another message.
And another thing.
It's okay if you don't think Heath Ledger was the best Joker, but I don't feel like you have to be an Australian to be offended by your opinion. As an American who's just a big fan of the movie The Dark Knight, slightly offensive. I was a fan of Heath Ledger, I have to say. So, I'm just joking, though. I don't know. You'd think if I was joking, it'd be funnier, but I don't mean to take this seriously. Sorry.
Oh, my God. No, it's just that a lot of people, I feel like, idolized him a little bit more because of what happened to him. It's kind of like, you know how people have seen La La Land? So you have Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling, and you think, oh, Ryan Gosling's an amazing singer. It's like, he's not. He can kind of carry a tune in a bucket, but because he's good-looking at the same time, you know, you kind of amp up his singing ability, you know, through the auto-tune and stuff like that, and you make it seem as if he's great. It's the same thing here. So, because Heath Ledger had a very untimely death because of what he went through, his acting ability is, like, put up on a pedestal because of what happened to him, you know, and I don't feel that that's a right thing to do. I will be very honest in my opinions about things. I watched it. I didn't like The Dark Knight. I didn't like Christian Bale as Batman at all. And I just didn't like him. But, I mean, he was a good... I'd seen him in, like, A Knight's Tale and 10 Things I Hate About You and another few things. I think he was in a version of The Patriot as well. And I've seen him in other things before what happened to him, but and he was a nice guy, and obviously Brokeback Mountain as well, but I've seen him in other things. I just didn't like his version of the Joker. That's my opinion, you know, and other people may disagree with that, but that's absolutely fine. But then that's about as serious as I'm going to get here, Lavi, because I don't want to get anyone serious.
That's right. We're not talking serious here. Then if you want to be serious, you might be in the wrong place, because there are a number of places you can go.
I killed Sirius Black. I killed Sirius Black.
And if you want to be serious, I'm just going to say la 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 la. I can't hear you.
Oh my goodness, that was high. We've got people at the bloody door.
Here's my impersonation of Jack Nicholas, son. When I imagine a golfer, I think of a sportsman, and then I take away all athletic ability.
Well, that's kind of... Because
his name's Jack Nicholson, and all he does is talk like this all the time with a great big smile on his face. An announcer with no athletic ability.
That's right.
I loved him in. Really. I loved him in Witches of Eastwick. He was really funny as Daryl Van Horn. Really, really funny.
Oh, he's one of my favorite. I mean, The Shining. You know, hands down. Here's Johnny. Honey, I'm home.
Well, Jonathan has arrived. Classic. I prefer that catchphrase. Jonathan has arrived.
Oh, hello, lovey. Jonathan has arrived. Prepare for a dismembering.
Prepare for dismemberment.
Prepare the barbecue, Jeeves.
Prepare the barbecue. It's about to be carnival season.
Straight away,
tarnation carnival season. I haven't even had my grandma just now. She's lying pickled in a jar somewhere.
What in tarnation are you even referring to when you're speaking about your family jewels in a pickle jar?
No, not my family jewels. I mean, my grandma is in a pickle jar because we take bits of her at Christmas and we consume it.
Okay. So what you're speaking of here is kind of like a family tree kimchi, if you will.
Exactly.
Am I getting that correctly?
We have bits of her in a jar on the tree out the backyard, but it's encased in a bubble wrap so that it keeps everything okay. So when it comes Christmas time, we take a little bit of the jar and a little bit of her out the jar and we eat her. Because she's not alive anymore. We pickled her. We pickled her.
Well, I feel sorry for her, but you know... She was a wee bit of a bitch while she was alive, so we just threw her in the pickle barrel with a lot of vinegar, and, well, you know, there's room for another in there as well.
There's also room for improvement. I mean, Grandpa's almost dead, and he wants to be pickled.
Well, then let them be together. Let them be together.
We're gonna pickle his pickle.
His pecker will be pickled. Presumptively.
And another thing. Don't make me run and full of chocolate.
Life is like a box of chocolates.
No. Don't make me run and full of chocolate. My name is Augustus Gloop.
Wapner's at five. Of course, your shorts are on the highway. Shorts are on the highway. Wapner's at five. Shorts are on the highway. Wapner's at five.
Is that Rain Man? Hello, come in to the party. What's your name?
I'd like to get Poet May actually did a perfect impersonation of Phyllis from The Office.
Oh, is that like Phyllis Diller?
I'll pay that.
Phyllis Diller.
Come on. wait a minute. Is that a baby? Is that a baby Chewbacca? That's what it sounds like. A teeny Chewbacca. Not too grown up yet.
It's a potato Chewbacca.
Potato Chewbacca. That's more easy.
It's like a taquito. It's like a taquito version of the Chewbacca. Chabaquito, I believe we call it a Chabaquito.
Chabaquito.
Some of them are Chabaquitos, that's right.
It's a very nasal Australian. It's like a very nasal Australian. It's like Chabaquita. Chabaquita.
Hey, I like them Chabaquitas over there. Yeah. And then you could make it like joisy, too. You could make it kind of joisy-ish, too, like a Chipaquita, you know what I'm saying? Chipaquita.
Suffering, fuck a day. Woo-hoo,
And then you could take it to New York, too. You could do like a fucking Chipaquita, you know what I'm fucking saying?
I'm walking here, give me some coffee. That's all I do. Anyway,
give me a fucking cup of coffee.
Get the door, Dave.
There's another motherfucker at the
door. Get the
I love the voices. I'd appreciate also getting tips on how you do the voices, which I think you've been doing, but I just joined, so I'm looking forward to hearing more. But I just, I sort of stumbled onto seeing that little crutches, like, for Australians, you open your mouth wide, everything's wide open. For Americans, we kind of tend to talk from one side of our mouth. Some of us talk from barely one side. Some of us talk from, like, a little bit the middle, but mostly the side.
Yep.
And then for the British, it seems like the proper British accent, they keep their teeth together. You don't open your mouth too wide, and you keep a stiff upper lip. Cheerio.
Stiff upper lip, and also the tongue to the roof of the mouth helps if you want to be proper British, doesn't it?
I'll give you a little bit of a schooling here. I've been a singer also for like 20 years, so the Australian accent is very what we call chewy. So see, a lot of the vowels with the Australian accent are very chewy. Like when they say the word no, it's not no, it's no. So it's
no.
So if you say, I'm good, I like her, I like, it's very chewy. It's almost like you're chewing gum up here. So the thing to remember, it's very consultant back of the mouth, you know, but it's chewy, as if you're chewing gum at the same time. Over enunciate the vowels, you know, it's very kind of like, but pretend you're chewing every vowel. So I like her, you know. No, and it's very, there's a nasal quality as well to it. So it's almost like the back of the mouth, but very front of the mask as well. Like the mask is just kind of right in the front of the face. But it's very chewy at the same time. So what other voices? Like, depends what American voice that you're doing. And you need to slow the tempo depending on the one that you're doing. If it is kind of sort of a Jersey or a kind of like Manhattan or a New York accent, a lot of them talk quite fast, you know. And a lot of them can sort of have very enunciate, and it's got to do with the vowels as well, you know. Like I'm walking here, kind of sort of squawkiness of it as well. If you think of like if you think of like Maggie Wheeler doing Janice and Friends, oh my god, hello, Chandler Bing, you know, like that. That's kind of sort of very nasal, but it's kind of sort of an epitomized version of that accent as well. But try your best not to say British, because being a Scotsman, it doesn't really work, because you see a proper British accent. Well, British actually is in reference to Great Britain, which is actually the like only part of the UK. So you're meaning a proper British accent, you mean a London English accent, which is like this.
Right.
Darling. It's a very English accent.
Yes.
And not a lot of people have it. Not a lot of people have it at all. So if you want to talk like this, it's very tip of the teeth, front of the tongue, front of the mouth, tip of the teeth, enunciate everything. Over enunciate.
Very prim and proper. Yes.
Very prim and proper. So make sure to pop everything, you know, like if you're saying like Peter picked a peck of pickled peppers, you know, Peter, you know, and a lot of the endings of words are very weird depending on where you're doing it. So Peter picked a peck of pickled peppers, you know, make it pop a little bit more depending on the region that you're coming from. Now, if it's Essex, darling,
essentially, if you want to say, British, but it's not. It's very silly, you know? And
it's quite a bit more... It's quite a bit more casual and not quite as much of a stiff upper lip. They aren't really having the crumpets at tea time, are they now?
Exactly. And Essex is quite near London. So, I mean, the difference in accents, I mean, I can go like two towns up from where I live currently. And I know where the people come from just because of how they talk, you know. So over here in the UK, it's not just like a region to region, which will be like similar from state to state for Americans, but it's different. But doing voices is, it's not easy. Sometimes you have to like have like pretend dissociative identity disorder. Pretend you have other people living with you. Create a voice of your own. Play with your voice. I would say like maybe even take like some vocal lessons as well, like from a vocal coach, even though you don't sing. Because a lot of the voices, like if I do like my Joker, I have like two Joker voices, there's an Americanized one and there's a more Englishified one. If I do it for too long, my voice gets a little bit hoarse. Remember to drink your tea, drink your water, hydrate, be absolutely silly. See if you don't think you're silly enough, go sillier and just really act the hell out of it.
Yeah,
and see if no one can see you. See, especially over an audio platform like this, go the full hog, literally. So see when you were doing that accent thing, hello, there's a pig here or something like that, and then you did the pig thing. It's just like overact it, you know. Like see like when Robin Williams said it, Lurleen, don't do that, or you'll get the hose, you know, or don't make me get the hose, you know. That was just like
right
or. It's very similar to like a lot of voices. Just think of a character, epitomize that, stereotype it if you want to as well. Don't be afraid to stereotype either, because when
totally.
You're acting it,
over stereotype it and come up with a person in real life. Like, who is that person, right?
Like, or sometimes you don't have to. I mean,
well, you don't
sometimes
have to, but
you can
like,
do that.
But think about it. Think about it as like a person would be. Like, what are their attributes? Like. You know, what? How do they walk? What are their person like? Right? You know, what? Who are they socioeconomically? Like for the stiff upper lip British, right? They're proper. They're in a nice mansion. They're drinking a wee spot of tea out of nice china, right? So you envision all that, right? They're sitting in a lovely upholstered chair.
They are best friends with Queen Elizabeth Regina, the wearer of the crown.
But of course they
take walks with Philip and the corgis all the time, you know. So create a different character. I mean, when you do like Dame Edna Everage, she said that she was the therapist to the stars, darling, you know, and everything like that. And she made Barry Humphries like made a whole character like, just based on this socialite who really wasn't a socialite. No one really knew her. She wasn't a dame. She never got knighted at all, you know. But it was funny, you know, because of that. That outlandish character. And the more outlandish sometimes, the better, you know. And it doesn't really matter if you can only do the one voice. If you can do that one voice well, characterise it fully. Like, I have like one character called Lady Anne Harper, and she's a very southern woman, you know. She has two children. She's from old money, you know. Her husband died, but she is a lady of leisure, or leisure, or whatever. And she walks down the stairs, her two sons will beat anybody up. And I have a whole character lit round about her. And she goes by different pseudonyms. So it's not just Lady Anne Harper. It's Lady Harper, Lady Anne. And she's very like that. And the pirate character as well, the drunk Irish one. It was just after like doing like a pirate voice, and it's just like, well, so I kept going on about the doubloons and the wizard stealing his doubloons for some reason, and that's a trait that constantly comes up, you know. And if you bring your own kind of sort of like traits into it, and your typical pirate stuff as well, the things that people want to hear, like the walk the plank, the R, the shiver me timbers and stuff like that, people can sort of synonymize that with the pirate. So as long as you can like do things like round about that and age them in now and again, you're fine. But any other questions about doing...
Yeah.
Exactly. So I'm sorry to rant about that. I feel as though I wasn't letting you talk at all. But if you have any other questions for either of us or both of us, just feel free to like throw them our way.
Throw them away, dear boy. Do that.
Dear boy, yes, please do. Dear boy, dear non-binary, fluidy, watery, drinkery, you know. And don't afraid to be silly. Just say things that you wouldn't say normally. I mean, don't be racist or anything like that, but be just enunciate it up. Just go for it and overact it. Because, I mean, watching things like, say for instance, Drag Race, like people say, oh, if you're doing a character, you know, in that, or having yourself like, play a character like on the Snatch game that they do, overact it, go bigger, you know, make it ridiculous, because that's where it is. Sometimes subtlety is good if you know the character inside and out, but when Ben de la Creme, who was like the person that plays Ben de la Creme, the drag queen, new theatre, but did Maggie Smith in a way that it's not really Maggie Smith's voice. So we originated the language, you know. That's not something that she would really say, because she comes from Yorkshire. She doesn't sound like that. She's very, very common, Maggie Smith, you know. She doesn't sound like that at all. But because of the over-enunciated and the stereotyping that Ben did, it's one of the best performances of the whole series of Drag Race for that. So,
all right, that does it for this episode. Until next time, please do drop a follow. If you're on Apple Podcasts, you can give a rating. If you're digging what I'm doing, picking up what I'm throwing down, please share on social media. Check out my two YouTube channels, Dave Smith Absurd Comedy and The Real Kings and Queen of Comedy. Until next time, keep smiling.